has increased its contributions to the fund that helps countries transition to greener energy.
This year alone, we have increased our contributions to over $9.5 billion.
A federal court rejected former President Trump's claim he's immune from any criminal or civil responsibility related to January 6th, ruling he was acting as a candidate, not as president that day. Police in Los Angeles say they believe a serial killer is targeting homeless people in the city, linking this person to three deaths in the last week. Israel says it struck more than 400 targets in Gaza in the 24 hours since the ceasefire came to an end. And now former Congressman George Santos says he's going to file complaints with the House Ethics Committee about the New York Republicans who voted to expel him from Congress. He is just the sixth member of Congress ever expelled after a report found that he used campaign money to pay personal expenses. This is ABC News. Authorities in Georgia say a person tried to set themselves on fire outside of the Israeli consulate in Atlanta. A security guard saw what was happening and tried to intervene. Both the guard and the protester suffered burns. They were taken to hospitals where the protesters in critical condition. A Palestinian flag was found at the scene. An inmate at the federal prison in Arizona has been charged with stabbing the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd.
On November 24th, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's serving time in a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona, was stabbed by a fellow prisoner. Prosecutors say that prisoner was 52-year-old John Terskak. He's now been charged with attempted murder for allegedly using a knife he crafted to stab Chauvin. The attack allegedly happened in the law library in the prison. Prosecutors say Terskak told prison guards if they hadn't responded so quickly, he would have killed Chauvin. Chauvin is recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Save big money right now at Menards. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and have lasting power. Max technology provides a 10-year shelf life. Energizer batteries are a great stocking stuffer or a companion gift to go with your battery-powered electronics. Pick up a 16-pack of AA or AAA batteries for just $9.99 each. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes a great gift idea. Prices good through December 3rd.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehauk. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehauk, Civic Media News.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chirio, a center fielder who batted .379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues. In the UW Fieldhouse in Madison, Wisconsin easily beat Jackson State in three sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. 37 today, under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries, tonight, 27. Cloudy, about an inch of snow, Monday night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 13.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number, put it out there early, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, too, if you're out there, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, the best thing you could do is go and download the Civic Media app. Johnny, it's on my iPhone right here all the time.
Well, I gotta do that, Tim. I'm behind. Yeah. Sounds like I'll get on it tonight.
Get on that, Johnny Lupinacci. Get your Civic Media app, and everybody else out there, get your Civic Media app, especially during this time that we're going to be giving thanks and all of those great things. Thanksgiving, it's coming up. Johnny, I know we got a lot to talk about. I know you're going to be having your turkey. Get some turkey here. But, you know, great here tonight. I'm so excited about the show.
Yeah, me
because
too.
This is one of those, you know, we say it all the time. You know, if you're out there and you're listening, give us a call. Most people call during the show. Occasionally we get a little bit of a feed, you know, we get a little feedback. Somebody drops a message,
social media posts,
things like that. So, you know, last week at the end of the show, I think I get up the next morning, Wednesday, and there's an email from Sage, you know, Sage at Civic Media. It's ready, you know, ready to go. And it says, hey, guys, you know, here's a voicemail from somebody for you guys. And I'm looking at that. We just thought, Anya, and I'm thinking about that. If we can we play that voicemail that we got?
Anya? Yeah, sure. I can play it.
Yeah, let's let everybody hear the voicemail that we got.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Uh-oh.
They're adding in out the
number. And I was just wondering, what's the best way for me to get in contact with the host of Busted Pencils? So, if you could call me back with that information, that would be wonderful. Okay? I know.
There it is, Johnny. You know,
we got
message.
A call can
you
from get, Mike. A
we get a
Mike.
Call from Mike. Listener yep. Mike calls and says, you know, can I get in touch with the host? Sage sends us that email. Yep. I listen to that, you know, and I right away take that phone number and I call Mike. And I said, Mike, this is Tim. Okay. Busted yeah. Pencils, you know, I can't get Johnny right now. He's in Washington, but I can call you. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm thinking, you know, getting ready just to hear, did we offend or something like that?
Sure.
Right. I want to make right. No, right away. He goes, hey, you know, I listen to the show. My family listens to the show. And I just want to tell you about my daughter. And I'm like, okay, Mike, lay it on me. He's like, well, my daughter, she's a teacher. She got elected. She's a school board member now. You know, I've been taking her around kind of working, you know, working with her, you know, engaging her through different political opportunities. And I think she'd be a great guest for the show. And I said, you know what, Mike? I think she would be a great guest for the show too. Because Johnny, how often, like every week, we talk about, you know, democracy, public education. You got to get out there. You got to do that. Educators, if you're listening, the engagement that you all have to do, you have to get it out there. And so living and breathing democracy and being an educator, it can be done. So let me just read this little bio here. She's a seventh grade English and eighth grade social studies teacher in the greater Milwaukee area. She's newly elected school board member in a different district. She's passionate about education and community service. She has a bachelor's degree in history, sociology, and educational services from UW-Madison. She went back, though, and then earned her master's degree in curriculum and instruction from UW-Madison. She also works with her local fire department as an EMT and spends all of her remaining free time, there isn't much, with her dog Mabel and her niece and nephew, Evie and Eli. Welcome to the show, Katie Barikmo. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So your dad called us to say, I think my daughter would be a good guest on the show. And I told your dad, well, here's my number. Have her get in touch. And here you are. You're on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your dad is so proud of you.
He is. Yeah, I am so grateful for my parents. They are my biggest cheerleaders, and they were the people who helped me the most on my recent campaign. So I hope they're proud of me because they helped me get into the seat that I'm in now.
Okay, so school board member, teacher, and all these things. So let's go back, though. I want to, you know, because here you are, you're the living, breathing example of what we talk about on Busted Pencils all the time. Pro public school, a teacher, actually on a school board, not in the district where you teach, but in, you know, elected, went and did that, got voted in by the people of the area where you live. You're out there, you're doing it. At what point, though, let's talk a little bit about how did you decide, when, what happened when you were growing up that made you say, I want to be active as a participant, as somebody who wants to take democracy seriously? Give us a little bit of a kind of, you know, what happened back when?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll try to give you the short version because the long version would have us here for a couple of hours, I think. Okay. but yeah, so I, you know, I always joke with my dad that I was raised with politics as a religion. And you know, my moral code or the moral code that I follow is just those beliefs that I was raised with, that everybody deserves housing, everybody deserves education, everybody deserves, you know, certain freedoms. And, so that's kind of how I was raised. And I started going to protests and political events right from, I mean, I think from birth. So I think it's been in my blood forever. My dad was a past union organizer in before he had retired, and he remained involved politically all through his working life, and just really gave me the bug for political involvement and just, you know, being an active citizen. And when Act 10 happened, I was a freshman in high school, and Act 10 happened in Wisconsin, and it
was 2013 or 2012, I think it was, right?
2010 and 11.
2010-11 when it broke through. So yeah, yep. Act 10, Wisconsin, Scott Walker says no more unions.
Yep, basically.
Okay, yeah.
It dismantled the education system. And many other states are going or have gone through the same thing. But in Wisconsin, it was really just this devastating event for our public schools. And so my dad took me, and he at the time he was working as a custodian at a public school. And so he took me to the Capitol, and we marched around the Capitol Square with about 100,000 other people. And I think that was the moment that really sealed it for me, was just watching all of these people come out of the woodwork and stand up for themselves and for their people, and just say, nope, we do not agree with this. This is not okay. And so from then forward, I just kept being more and more involved in the political sphere. And I went from being an organizer to actually running for office myself.
Okay. So at that point, so I, you know, Act 10, that's, you know, 10, 13 years ago, right? So, I mean, you're in grade school, middle school at the time?
I was a freshman in high school when Act 10.
Okay. Freshman in high school at that point. And when did you think about wanting to become a teacher?
About the same time, oddly. It was very weird because when Act 10 was happening, teachers everywhere were saying, like, don't go into the profession. The education system is collapsing around us. And there was just like little 14-year-old me saying, I'm still going to do it. And so once I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, I always refer to teaching as a calling. I think it's one of those things where you cannot do it unless you are meant to do it, just because it is, it involves a skill set like no other job that I've ever seen. And it involves a passion that, like, you have to go to work with a passion for it. And so right from that moment, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, and I never went back.
Okay. So Act 10, from birth, Johnny Lupinacci, look at this, right? You know, yeah, here's Katie, you know, living and breathing the Busted Pencils dream, putting it there. But so teaching English and social studies is your current, that's what you're doing as a teacher right now in a middle school.
Yep.
So you have both English classes and social studies classes.
Exactly. Yep. I teach three sections of English and two of social studies.
Okay. And we just got to know, which one do you like better, social studies or English?
Social studies is what I always wanted to teach. I have grown to love English. It's hard to compare them, though. It's apples and oranges.
Okay, you picked the right answer. Johnny and I are social studies from way back. I'm just saying.
She nailed the right answer, because when you love to teach, I mean, it can be anything, and you're going to connect the dots, especially around the things that Katie shared she's passionate about. When you're learning to be people in community together, right, it could be any content area, and it's fun. It's fun, and it's rewarding to teach.
True. Very true.
Well, so Katie, so how long have you been teaching now then?
I'm in my third year as a full-time teacher, and then I did about a half year of long-term subbing.
Okay. So, I mean, relatively new to actually having your own classroom and being there. Also, the school board, and the school board thing, that just happened in the past 12 months, 6 months, or just this past November?
It happened in April of 2023,
Past 6 months. And so you ran for school board. A lot there. Hey, the number's 844-967-2789. Our guest, Katie Barikmo, she's a teacher. She's a school board member. She is a living, breathing example of how you do democracy. When we get back, though, we're going to talk more about this school board race. Busted Pencils, more.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Of course, don't forget their pronoun, them. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
It is Busted Pencils. The number is 844-967-2789. We have our guest, teacher, school board member, Katie Burick-Mo. But before we get into the school board member, though, we've got one of our favorite callers, L.A. Tom. L.A. Tom calling in from Los Angeles. Tom, say hello to Katie. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Katie, and hello, guys. First, I just want to say how thankful I am for your show. Being from a family of 5 and 6 teachers in the state of Wisconsin, football coaches, et cetera. You guys are a gift that just keeps giving all the time, so thank you for that. Second, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You see all the places that don't have government and what's going on in those countries, and we really need to make sure we do not allow for that to happen with our government here in the United States. Love Liz from last week. The only thing is I'd love her to change her name instead of Stop Moms for Liberty. Just call themselves Moms for Freedom, because I think that would be a better way to combat, and it'd be keep it in the positive, and maybe people would get confused between what's what, and maybe they'd actually, we're speaking the truth when we talk about Moms for Freedom.
Right.
As far as Katie goes, what a blessing. And Katie, your dad, you must be so proud of you. And, I really hope that Wisconsin becomes stronger and that regular people and regular citizens really see that not just anybody can do the job of teaching, but you are actually professionals that went to school, and you are not the person that's just the mom or dad that's, being a helper. I think that's part of the reason why all these parents think that it's so easy, because they think they're just like, all you got to do is babysit, which is ridiculous. You are as important as doctors and as attorneys and any of these other professions that are out there. And I think that you need to stand your head high, and you need to, constantly remind yourself that, yes, our profession is very important, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that you can hear it in Katie's voice, which is the love and the passion for what it is that she does. So thank you, Katie, for being that teacher that is going to make it so other kids and other students will want to be teachers, because you're definitely in that mold. I hope you all get paid more as time goes on, because I think teaching is the most important profession that's out there in the industry.
L.A. Tom, we want to thank you for being L.A. Tom and calling
absolutely
almost all every week. Katie, what do you think about L.A. Tom dropping some love on you like that?
I'm one of those people who has a hard time taking compliments. I thoroughly appreciate them. Thank you. But yeah, I really appreciated that. I wish more people thought the way that you did, Tom.
Oh, it's awesome. L.A. Tom, thanks and have a great Thanksgiving, Tom. Thank you for everything that you do. Katie, so teacher, but then school board member. So
talk about this.
Talk about, yeah, how do you go and say, like, do you wake up one morning and go, I'm going to be on my school board now too. How's that happen?
Well, my sister constantly tells me that I need to slow down and do less stuff. And I think she's probably right, but I never learn. So it pretty much was wake up and say that I was going to run for school board. I had known for a long time that I wanted to run for some kind of public office, but I hadn't narrowed it down by, you know, to anything. And then I looked at the school board in my town and just what was going on in our society with how we feel about education and what's happening in the education world. And I just kept thinking, like, you know, we need to have more people who know education and understand education making the decisions about education. Like, I am pretty sick and tired of people who don't know anything about our schools, and then they are making the decisions. And I just thought to myself, you know, like, I don't think that's right. Like, I think we need more people who actually know anything, because then I can help steer our our school district away from decisions that would be harmful for the students and staff.
Well, so you know, you got elected in April, and just, you know, a reminder for everybody, last fall, a year ago, remember, this is, you know, Tom made mention, because our guest the last 2 weeks, Liz from Stop Moms for Liberty, there was this movement last fall of taking over school boards. And I'm just wondering, Katie, was there a little bit of that kind of pressure that made you go, oh my goodness, I got to serve now, because I see, like, were there certain elections that frightened you in the school board area, that maybe frightened, but inspired you? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. My town is no exception. Different partisan or fringe groups have been active and trying to gain some control on the school board for longer than 2021. I think 2021 is when it goes back to. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget what year it is all the time. So I looked at that, and it scares me, because people throw words around like CRT and they don't know what it means. And then they talk about parent choice, which is parents have plenty of choice whether they want to believe that or not. And it's just cover for how can we push partisan ideas into our schools and onto our kids. So I think, definitely had some inspiration from what I didn't want to see in my schools or on my school board.
So that moment then too is that, you know, I'm going to run, you know, we're coming up on a break here again, and we're going to definitely hold Katie over. The number is 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. But, you know, Katie, it's that moment when you make that decision. And I think, you know, for teachers out there right now are saying, you know, I don't know if I can actually do this because I'm a teacher. There are political issues. I can't, quote, be political. Katie, when we were talking, getting ready for the show, we talked about, you know, is it being political, or is for some reason now becoming and being an active citizen now being turned into, hey, you're being political?